countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
New Taoiseach Micheál Martin appointed TD Heather Humphreys to the role of Minister for Social Protection, Community, Rural Development and the Islands. Well, Minister Humphreys joins us from her home in the Cavan Monaghan constituency this morning. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Marty.
And congratulations on your appointment. I'm sure the last couple of days has been rather hectic.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. And can I say it's a huge role, and it's one that I'm honoured to serve in. And of course, it has been very busy. But the immediate focus of this government is how we steer the country out of the shadows of COVID-19. And indeed, I know there are many people in rural and urban communities right across the country who have lost loved ones and friends to this virus. And I know that thousands of people have lost their jobs and businesses have suffered. And these are the people and the communities that I want to represent and work for, along with, of course, our farmers, our business community, and of course, vulnerable groups that I will represent in my role as Minister for Social Protection, the like of our carers, our disabled, our lone parents. So we have a huge body of work to do. And I'm looking forward to working with my Green Party colleague, Joe O'Brien, who has been appointed Minister for State in the department.
And as you move into this new role, can you tell me about the vision and the aims of the new government's National Plan, Action Plan for Rural Development, which you as Minister in your department, I believe, is at the final stages of preparing?
Yeah, well, my priority for rural Ireland is to develop and publish a new 5-year policy for rural development in the coming months. It's going to be a whole of government approach with every department is going to have to play a role in supporting the economic, social and the cultural development of rural Ireland. And it follows on from the Action Plan for Rural Development that I launched in 2017 when I previously served in this role. So it'll be a new comprehensive strategy for rural Ireland, looking at the further challenges and indeed building on the good work that has already been done. Because as you know, a lot has happened in rural Ireland. And when you look back to last February, we were at almost full employment and 6 out of every 10 new jobs were being created outside of Dublin. There's also a huge focus by the IDA and Enterprise Ireland on regional development. And supporting companies to invest in the regions. And of course, I want to build on the good work that my predecessor, Minister Michael Ring, did. And there has been unprecedented investment in rural Ireland. So the plan's going to look at, look forward, and it'll build on the interdependence between urban and rural areas. I don't like to hear people talking about the urban-rural divide. It's about working together because you need strong cities to drive regional and rural development. And likewise, you need strong region supporting cities. So I want to, ensure that the new policy addresses the short-term and the longer-term impact of COVID-19 on rural communities. And the number one priority of this government, of course, is getting people back to work. So the policy is going to look at things like the rollout of the National Broadband Plan, opportunities presented by climate change. We'll focus on local and community development. We'll be looking at the role of rural towns and village in economic recovery. We'll be optimising the use of digital technology and connectivity. And I want to support the island and the coastal communities. So there's going to be a big focus on rural Ireland in the plan. And the one thing I want to say is I don't have all the answers, but I will consult with communities across the country. And I believe in a bottom-up approach, working with communities and local authorities, building on their strengths, identifying the issues and working with them to ensure that we deliver what is needed. It's not about top down. It's not about one size fits all, because it doesn't. It's about looking at what is needed in your community, because I know what is needed in Ahabog or Newbliss, but it will be different, and it might not work in Quilty or in Lahinch. So it's every community looking at what they need, and I want to work with them to develop them.
Now, you mentioned broadband, and COVID-19 showed two Irelands, one with broadband connectivity, one without. When will the National Broadband Plan be delivered?
Yeah. Well, as you know, broadband is a huge issue in rural Ireland, and the rollout of the high speed broadband is going to be transformative for rural businesses and communities. So and we have seen how important it has been, you know, to allow us to remain connected to friends and families over the last number of months. And we've also seen how important it is in our education system, in keeping business and government services operating, and even as people work from home. So the rollout of the high-speed broadband, which is starting this year, for homes, schools, businesses and farms right across Ireland, means that all of rural Ireland will get the same access to opportunities offered by high-speed broadband in the urban areas. And indeed, in the coming weeks, I'll be announcing 300 broadband connection points across the country in areas where there is poor broadband. And these connections will be in community centres and different locations that are accessible to the public. And there will be free on-site high-speed broadband. So, for example, if there's a farmer who needs to submit his single farm application online and he has poor broadband at home, he can go into one of these centres and use the high-speed broadband. And likewise, for many others living in rural Ireland and indeed on the islands of Donegal, Kerry, Mayo, Galway and Cork, they don't have that access. So they'll be able to get these high-speed points, and it's also going to provide an opportunity for some of these centres to provide hot desks where people could actually work remotely if that suited them.
I'm sure you're well aware, Minister, that there's been a great deal of discussion about the absence of a full cabinet minister for the entire province of Connacht, along with Clare and Donegal. And we all know, obviously, that not every county can have a minister. But this could be seen as a substantial, albeit accidental, snub to a huge portion of the population.
Well, first of all, there are two very senior people from the West who will sit at the cabinet table. You have Hildegard Nocton, who is from Galway, and Dara Kaleri is from Mayo. And they're both excellent representatives, and they will represent the West and indeed the rest of the country very, very well at cabinet. I know both of them well, and I know they won't hold back when it comes to making their views known and representing the West. And then, of course, we have Anne Rabbitt, who was from the West of Ireland. And we have Frank Feehan, Sligo Leitrim, Charlie McConlogue from Donegal, and Patrick O'Donovan and Niall Collins then in Limerick. And then, of course, you have Norma Foley in Kerry. So really, the West of Ireland is well covered. And can I just say that I'm the Minister for Rural Development and Community Affairs as well as for Social Protection. And I'll be representing both North, South, East and West. And I can assure you that I will be a strong voice for all of these areas.
When it comes to areas of poverty in Ireland, the most affected areas are highly remote rural areas, followed by so-called independent urban towns, which have the highest proportion of households where social welfare is the majority of income. How will you set about reducing these levels of poverty, Minister?
Yes, well, of course, there are areas, and that is exactly what I will be doing in my role as Minister for Social Protection. I want to the best thing you can give somebody to get them out of poverty is to give them the opportunity to get a job. So I'm going to be working very closely with the Tánaiste in terms of creating employment and getting people back to work in all of the regions. And there are a number of labour activation programmes in my department in social protection. And I think that these are will actually work very well with my with the other department in rural development, such as the CE schemes, which are the community employment schemes. You have the rural social scheme, you have the TUS scheme, and these are all labour activation programmes. And again, it's about working with people and getting them back to work. And I want to ensure that everybody gets a fair opportunity.
You know, lots of people have to diversify. Farmers have to kind of move their normal work patterns and move into maybe tourism or tourism opportunities. Could you create, Minister, a voucher scheme encouraging Irish people to holiday at home? For example, providing a voucher for every household in the country which they could spend in 2020 a case of use it or lose it.
Well,
perhaps.
I've been saying that this should be the year of the staycation. We have some really, really fantastic facilities right across this country. And in fact, only yesterday I booked my own holiday, and I'm certainly staying in Ireland. In fact, I'm actually going to Kilkenny. We really have wonderful facilities. And we've invested hugely actually in outdoor recreation facilities through a number of programs in the rural development space, and we have some really fine walkways and parks, and
absolutely
there has been improvement of all of those facilities, and I want to see more of that in terms of what I'm doing in the department.
So really the message from the Minister is stay at home if you can at all. And Minister Heather Humphreys, thank you so much for joining us on Countrywide this morning, and we wish you well in your new portfolio.